かす命の歌、消えない心の傷、メシアを求め続けたあの日の夜。
Welcome back, guys. This is your Anime Degens BS Hour episode 59, man. We getting up there. I am here with my co-host Tyler and Dan. Dan, what's up, my boy?
Chilling, dude. Good to be back. Good to be back. Been a little hiatus here. A lot of vacations, a lot of work trips. So excited to sleep in my own bed. You know, it's really nice.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I feel like the last time we had Dan on the show here, it was like still cold outside here in the North Carolina. It's like in the mid 60s and 70s now. He's been gone since winter.
He literally has.
I'm looking at the weather going, oh, it's gonna snow a foot this weekend. Let's go.
Oh, damn. That's very different. Very different.
He said, I just left the slopes over there and come home. I get to ski in my own backyard or snowboard, whatever the hell you do.
I don't think I'm calling Maine my backyard, but it'll be worth it. They're getting like 18 inches of snow in the next 3 days.
My man can't stay at home. I love that for him. But Tyler, how are you this evening?
Hey, we're chilling today. I'm just glad to have Dan back. I actually started like reading a little bit of like Yatsuba in Japanese though, so I'm working on it.
Oh shit. Okay, I see you.
We out here trying.
He's sitting there with his phone pointing at the book, like, please translate this. Please translate this. Please translate.
He's been learning how to speak Japanese, man. You've been gone.
I've been having to look up dictionary, look up in the whatever it's called, Japanese dictionary, whatever. A lot of words. So
were there three different alphabets? Shit is wild.
Yeah. Screw that kanji, bro. But
yeah, get it out of here. But but guys, we have one segment for you today. That'll be Reborn and Extended. We'll get into it in a little bit. But all as always, best way to support us: rate the podcast, tell your friends about us. If you have any interesting topics you want us to cover, we almost always do them if they're good ideas. But just let us know in the Discord, Twitter, Threads.
You guys Dan, have you a lot of kick bad us off? Ideas. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, but first, the notable news, guys. One Piece Music Symphony, a 25th anniversary tour, has been announced. Mainly West Coast, United States. Well, when it's in the United States. Go check out the event list, the venue list. Go see if it's near you. It is not near me. So it doesn't help me at all. I don't think it's near either one of us, actually.
It's conveniently in Washington, D.C., which is in the middle of us.
Hey.
And we're all about 8 hours from there.
Hey, it's nothing a plane ride can't fix.
I was going to say, I'm in Kentucky. I'm pretty sure anime shit like that don't come around, so... Here.
Oh, that's fair. That's
I
fair.
Thought it'd be coming to Boston. Like, I was really surprised.
Yeah, usually, like, bigger events do at least come to Boston. And, like, Atlanta, too, which Atlanta's a lot closer to D.C. for me, so.
Or even, like, New York City. Like, you know, somewhere.
Yeah. New York would at least be fun to, like, go to. Like, I don't really know what D.C. is hitting on like that, you know?
Not sure. For our next piece of news, this one is for you, Kriegs. I'm very sorry. This is some sad news. Gushing over Magical Girls manga is going on a hiatus due to the author's health. So I know a bunch of you guys on our Discord are watching this or reading this. So sorry, guys.
That's very unfortunate.
Big sad.
Yeah. And the next one news that we got is actually Suicide Squad. We've talked about it several times on here. It's the Suicide Squad Isekai with Wit Studio and Warner Brothers working on it together. We actually got a date now. It's going to come out in July. So pretty sure we've already said we're going to check it out. We have to, right? You know, it's Suicide Squad.
For anime, sure.
So.
Hell yeah.
But I'm pretty excited for that. I know the boys are too. We're going to see if it's peak or trash. So.
Yeah. Also, Tyler, you handled that transition great. From talking about the sick person to the
we had a nice happy news, sad news, happy news sandwich, you know,
dude. This, you know, this isn't 24-hour doom news. We do it right here.
We try, anyways.
Somebody throw some puppies up on the screen, quick. Really get everybody happy. But let's get into our first topic. So I didn't know what we were titling this until now, and I wish I knew, because I would have just been like, no, we got to save that title for a different topic. So we're calling this Reborn and Extended. And I'm just imagining if we took our favorite anime characters, isekai'd them to some fucking other world, and continued their story. But that's what? Not what we're doing
ooh,
today.
Ooh, okay.
What if we just like do a part two with that in mind, though?
Like, talking about Suicide Squad getting isekai, they got truck-cooned, like, let's get Goku truck-cooned, you know? Well, actually, he wouldn't die if he got hit by a car. He wouldn't die if he got hit by a car, but... But we all know some anime that definitely want or need a remake of. Others, you know, some shows that we want to see some more of. And so we're going to talk about some remakes and some continuations today. Tyler, want to get us going?
Yeah, so my first one, I think every time that I do this, every time I think about this or somebody asks me this or whatever, I'm pretty sure it's close to the same options every time. And my first one is always Yona of the Dawn. And this is like a... I'll just read y'all a quick synopsis real quick, I guess. The kingdom of Kuka is blessed with a beautiful princess whose innocent charms all who comes across her, named Yona. She's grown up sheltered in the royal palace, shielded from any danger that may befall her. However, all good things must come to an end. Yona's perfect world comes crashing down when a heinous act of treason threatens to erase all that she holds dear, including her birthright as the princess. Left with no one to trust but her childhood friend and loyal bodyguard, San, she is forced to flee the palace. Faced with the perils of surviving in the wild with a target on her back, she realizes that her kingdom is no longer the safe haven it once was. And so, it's basically just about her... getting kicked out of her, palace, country, whatever, mm-hmm. and going on the run, basically, because, you know, everybody in a royal family usually has to die in situations like that, you know, when they get taken over. And she has to go and find the dragons, they call them, or whatever. And even though this doesn't sound like it, this is actually a shoujo, but it's like a action adventure shoujo. So, a lot of people love it. It's 8.3 on MAL, 8.03 on MAL.
Okay.
But the problem is with this is it only got one season of 24 episodes and the manga is still ongoing today. So, and the manga is almost a 9, and like we end, I think the season ends, I think she finds all the dragons and then it just ends basically. Like we don't get any like.
Oh, like, so they didn't like close it out well. They just didn't make another season.
I
think it's one of those things where they're like, okay, the season's over. The 24 episodes is over. Now go read the manga. You know how they do.
This is the same thing that happened to like one of the shows I have where it didn't sell a lot of Blu-rays. So the studio's like, oh, we didn't make a lot of money off it.
Right.
But like, I don't know, like you people stream stuff. They watch it on TV. You can't just look at Blu-ray sales.
Yeah, that's not how it works in this day and age.
I mean, like,
people will still buy Blu-rays of things that they like love, but like you can't just look at that for like popularity for sure.
No, and I mean even in 2014 we had Netflix and Hulu, right?
Yeah.
And Funimation, probably, right?
I don't know.
2014?
Netflix, I was, I don't know if I was streaming Netflix at the time, but I had disc at some time around that point, so.
Dude, those were like a thing when I was like 10. 2014, I was in college.
I'm pretty sure when I first started working, which was like 2012, like at the factory job or whatever, I was getting like I was paying for like the two discs per out at a time or whatever through Netflix.
Damn, dude.
Oh, Netflix yeah, when you were going to like the kiosk shit. Oh,
no, okay. Netflix would mail them to you, dude.
Oh, that is right. Oh, I never got the mail ones. We always went to the kiosk.
The red box.
Oh yeah, it was Redbox. That ain't Netflix though.
No. Netflix started streaming in 2007. So
okay.
Yeah, I was still selling the high seas allegedly at that time.
Well, you also got to remember, like, in my neighborhood, you know, back then, like, we didn't have good internet. You know what I mean?
I didn't have internet in 2007.
So I mean, we had to do what we had. We had a DVD player. You know what I mean? So
true.
But yeah, this was actually done by Studio Perrier. It is 2014, so it's 10 years old now. I mean, I think this definitely qualifies for a continuation. I know a lot of people out there would actually love to see this continued, including me. And hell, I really do think that, like, even though this is a shoujo, like I said, I really do think that this could be like a y'all's alley too, just because it has a lot of action in there and stuff like that. So,
but. Nice.
Excellent. Yeah,
I don't care if it's written for little girls, if it has some boxing in it, you know, that's fine.
That's just balance. That's pure balance. Yeah.
The only sad thing is there's only 24 episodes and you're going to be pissed off. So at the end,
but I'll wait till the second season comes out.
if it comes out. But
so, yeah. All right, I guess I am next, boys. I will start off. I'm going to keep this one short, sweet, to the point. Mine's going to be a continuation, not so much a finish. Although it could use another finish. Attack on Titan.
Let's reboot the ending.
Yeah, let's just reboot those last couple of pieces there. It could go for, I could use some movies or something like that, or like some single shot episodes to kind of flush out those inconsistencies. But really, we all want to know what happened to that little boy and his dog who walked into the tree. And we need to see if the Titans came back. We saw like the future progress. And what I think I want to see, and I know Dan wants to see as well, is Titans v Gundams, pretty much. I need to see some mecha action, bro. That would be so gas. Or like some humanoid mechas. Like, I don't know, but it would be fun. You know what I'm saying?
You want like skin flesh mechas? Like robo cyborg Titans?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Is there a pilot? This is very important.
Yeah, I mean, of course, this is a pilot. Right.
I think we gotta up the ante here, and we do like some Avatar shit. Not like Avatar: The Last Airbender. I'm talking like the blue people, and we zap their minds into the fleshy cyborg mecha thingies.
So all new Titan powers. See, you're cooking. You're cooking now.
And then, like, our protagonists don't get ripped to shreds. They just wake him and go, get me another damn body. I'm going back in. And it's like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Non-stop action.
Yeah, but, like, it's, you know, Attack on Titans with Gundams and guns and plasma swords. Like, you wouldn't watch that? Give me a fucking break.
Oh, I 100% would. The only thing I'm, like, worried about, I mean, this is my crackpot theory from, like, 4 months ago.
That is right. Yes. Yeah.
This is my brainchild right here. So if you guys remember at the end of Attack on Titan, they were Marley was worried because the Titans were starting to become less effective as the technology around them increased. And they got fucking like skyscrapers and rocket ships now. So like, they can probably just nuke a Titan. I don't know if we need giant robots, but I want giant robots.
Yes, that's what I want. This is what this is all about, what you want. Also, Aaron with a 50-foot M16, yeah, we take those.
He just got a freaking grenade belt around his chest screaming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Throwing mortars. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, if that's the case, like, Aaron would be, like, even more of a, what's the word that I'm looking for? Mass murderer? Yeah, like, what would stop him at that point? You know what I mean?
The Gundams.
Yeah, the Gundams.
You got a lot of faith in the Gundams, huh?
I have faith in giant hydraulic powered robots. What are you fucking talking about?
Fuck yeah!
I guess this would be like one of the Gundams that I would have to watch. You know, because I mean, I've already seen all of Attack on Titan, so I'd have to watch it, right? And like y'all said, like, Attack on Titan is basically Gundam mecha anime at this point. Y'all have already had it in my head at this point, so.
Yeah, no, it good. Is. Flesh mechas.
Excellent.
I guess I like some kind of mecha out here.
You just you like do. Good plot, so you would like a lot of Gundam.
You just got to follow the politics, man. It's the politics.
Yeah, it's the politics is what actually probably turns me away from that stuff. It's just, I don't know.
But you like the Attack on Titan, and that's a lot of...
It's a whole lot of politics. Liked,
a whole lot of politics.
I like the majority of Attack on Titan. Majority. There were some parts I was like, I don't know. I don't know about it. Especially towards the end.
And yeah.
Like, some of that shit didn't make sense. I'm like, they pulling out their ass now. You could tell it.
It amazes me, to me, like, how good the ending was, and it also didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It was rushed.
It was 100% rushed.
It was rushed.
Even though they had a hell of time. You know what I mean? It was still rushed.
The manga finished like 3 years ago at this point, dude. Like, MAPPA just took their sweet fucking time because they had 1,400 projects they were working on.
Turn down jobs, MAPPA. Turn them down.
Like Campfire Cooking in Another World. You could have turned that one down.
That should have been easy.
That shows... people have said it got better. I'm not going to find out. I watched 4 episodes of a dude cooking steak for a hungry wolf.
Yeah. I feel like if I watch 4 or 5 episodes of something and like it's not already good, like I'm not going to keep watching it.
No.
I'm telling you, though, if y'all didn't vibe with Campfire Cooking in Another World, dude,
Delicious
in Dungeon, bro. It is way better.
And you got to watch it dubbed because the dub's funny, right, Tyler? Is that what you keep saying?
No, the dubbed is great. So. Yeah, I mean, the subbed is good too, but this is one of those things where the dubbed is just as good. You know what I mean? But it actually, for those that know, like the latest episode just came out a couple days ago or last week, I forget. But it was the best episode yet. It actually went hard. So the action in it.
Excellent. Oh,
yeah. Speaking of next episodes, our entire rundown is just dead next week. Like, it's all ending. Except Mashal.
Yeah, except Mashal.
Mashal stays strong.
One more episode.
One more week.
I really don't want Frieren to end. I've been enjoying it so much, man.
I'm ready for the kaiju.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
We'll get a door joke in the finale of Mashal.
We better.
I've been getting had one all season. Yeah.
Dude, the whole season is just down like 2 stars out of 10 right now because of the lack of doors.
I didn't see a single broken hinge.
That would mean it's a 4 for me.
Damn. All right, half a star. A little less aggressive.
So, Dan, what you got for your continuation? So,
for my first show, it's kind of similar to Yone of the Dawn. I have Noragami, and this has 2 seasons. It was done by Studio Bones. On MAL, the first season has a 7.95, and the second season has an 8.15. And for a very, very quick synopsis, in times of need, a mysterious telephone number written in red can connect you to Yato, a self-proclaimed delivery god lacking worshippers and surviving on odd jobs. When his weapon partner abandons him, Yato's fortune seems dire until a chance encounter with Hiyori Iki, who saves him from an accident but becomes spiritually detached from her body, and she gets a cat tail and ears. Very important.
Okay.
I think. It's been forever since I've watched this. In exchange for Yato's aid in returning her to normal, Hiyori agrees to assist him in finding a new partner, potentially changing Yato's luck for the better. So like I said, the anime ran for 2 seasons. It first released in 2014. Season 2 dropped in 2015. And then the manga went on hiatus due to an illness. And the show didn't do so hot in the Blu-ray sales. And we didn't get a season 3. But the manga just ended last month. So there's hope. There's all the source materials there. They just got to go out and animate it. Make it a banger. Right. The openings for this show were gas. The fights were fun. I mean, it's not going to knock your socks off or anything, but like I was a little salty when I got to the end of season two and I was like, damn, that was sick. I think I watched this in like 2016 or 17. And I like Googled them like, when's season three dropping? And they're like, never. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's so disappointing.
What the fuck?
And the crazy thing is about Noragami is it's like one of the most popular shows on MAL. Like it's way up there in popularity, I'm pretty sure.
It was like top 25 or something like that.
Yeah. Popularity 27.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's crazy. I've actually watched a handful of episodes of this and it's actually like a really like funny show, plus it has like the serious moments as well. So it's actually like a pretty good show. I just haven't like finished it yet, so
yeah, it's more recent in your memory than mine. Like I said, I watched this like 7 years ago, but if a season three got announced, I would 100% rewatch it because I remember it being really fun.
Yeah, just the main dude, the main character, what's his name? Yato. Yeah, he just like he kind of reminds me of Konosuba, like the main character in Konosuba in some ways, because like he just never can't catch a break, right?
So. Yeah, he does get shafted a lot. I mean, one of my favorite like gifs, there's a gif of Yato just getting slapped in the face with money.
I like that.
It was like a go-to gif of mine for a long time.
Well, he's like a god or something like that, but he's like a god that doesn't get worshipped or some shit. It's so funny. So.
Yeah, he's
ain't that some shit.
If I remember correctly, he was like a mercenary god for hire who just slayed other gods, so nobody likes him. But he's turning into that makes
sense.
You know?
That makes sense why he doesn't get worshipped. Yeah,
he's doing like He's like a handyman trying to save up for his own temple type shit. That way, he can be worshipped and gain more power because worshipping equals power. But he never. It's like the thing in Gintama, like no matter how many jobs he does, like he literally doesn't get paid much. You know what I mean?
He's always just poor.
Yeah. And like Cowboy Bebop too does the same shit. So no matter how many jobs they do, like it doesn't come through.
Still broke. Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's a really good show. I need to actually finish it sometime soon. It's sad that it's only got what, two seasons or whatever. And it doesn't end. I mean, it doesn't like finish it out, so that sucks. But
yeah, I could probably go read the manga, but I'm pretty lazy, so
I feel that
words are hard, guys.
But yeah, I guess it's my turn now, right?
Yes, sir.
So my next one is going to be actually a finish / continuation again, and it is actually March Comes In Like a Lion. I know. Dan and Bass probably have no idea what I'm talking about. This is a sports anime, kinda. It is about shogi, which is like the Japanese chess. And it is a kind of popular show. It's got like each season's ranked 8+. The manga is like almost a 9. But basically, the synopsis for this is having reached professional status in middle school, Ray Kiyama is one of the few elite in the world of shogi. Due to this, he faces an enormous amount of pressure, both from the shogi community and his adoptive family. Seeking independence from his tense home life, he moves into an apartment in Tokyo. As a 17-year-old living on his own, Ray tends to take poor care of himself, and his reclusive personality ostracizes him from his peers in his school and at the shogi hall. But then he meets a group of young girls, I guess. One's like an older daughter. Their parents passed away or whatever, and she's being a mother figure to the two younger girls. And it's just a trio of sisters living with their grandfather in a shop. So
in short, this guy is a shogi nerd.
Yeah, he's like a shogi prodigy.
Tight.
He's a shogi prodigy.
Okay.
And this actually does a good job. It's got like a lot of theme. This is a, before I go any farther, this is a seinen. And this has a lot of themes of like depression, trauma, and I guess growing from that. And stuff like that. So it's definitely like a slower pace slice of life drama. With
some
more
sad
like
shit.
Yeah, it's got like a lot of adult mature themes, I guess you could say, with the depression and all that stuff. Because his parents died when he was early age, and he got adopted, and just all kinds of other stuff. And you know, but this is actually like a really good watch. The first season was 2016, the second season was 2017, and then it just quit. The manga is literally still ongoing. I don't know. Like the bad thing is life was turning around. It was actually getting so good. Like character development went insane in this, and it just ended. And you're just like, what? This is like getting great. This is in my top 10, and like this is like a 9. I think the first season I got is a 9, and the second season I got is a 10. And it just ends, damn. And I'm just like, bro, what? It's just getting so good, and it just ends. So
that's crazy. Yeah. I guess this guy really can't catch a break. Can't even get any screen time anymore.
Hey,
I guess.
He's still on paper. He's still doing all right.
And it's Studio Chef, you know? Like, I don't know. You have one season in 2016, one season in 2017. Like it's top 20 on MAL as far as scores go, and we're still without another season. I get it's. I wonder how many shows actually have the thing where it's like, okay, now y'all go read the manga. I wonder if this is the same thing. Like they wanted you to go read the manga, maybe. I don't know.
I love that mine was just like flesh mechas, and both of y'all's was like, this is a really great show that needs to keep going.
Just wait till I say Buddy Daddy's next. So,
oh boy.
Oh, we already did that. We don't need to do that again.
I definitely thought about doing it as a gag, Tyler, just for
you. Good thing I got backups then. But yeah, that's my little spiel about the two shows that I always bring up in this situation. So
understood. This was like my first time really thinking about this. Although I had thought about this show before for a remake. It just needs a little brush up in my opinion. And I've said it before on the show. Dan's already shaking his head.
It's perfect. It is the way it is.
It's good. It's so good. It's one of my favorites. Definitely top 10 for me. But Yu Yu Hakusho. Ghost Files. So it's got an 8.46 on Mall, made by Studio Perot. This came out back in 1992, just before I was born. And I think you guys know the story, but I'm going to do the synopsis anyway. So one fateful day, Yusuke Urameshi, a 14-year-old delinquent with a dim future, gets a miraculous change to turn it all around when he throws himself in front of a moving car to save a young boy. Heart of gold, this delinquent. His ultimate sacrifice is so out of character that the authorities of the spirit realm are not yet prepared to let him pass on. Kyunma, I forget how to say her name. His name.
Koenma.
Pinky boy. Koenma, there we go. Thank you. Heir to the throne of the spirit realm offers Yusuke an opportunity to regain his life through completion of a series of tasks. So homeboy becomes a spirit detective, spirit gun type action. You all know what I'm saying? In its time, it was voted second best anime of the year in 1993 and best anime in 1994 and 1995. So damn. Dan's not wrong saying that it is perfect the way it is.
It doesn't need it. It's perfect. Just perfect.
It's great, but watching it, I think for... Watching it in its totality for the first time in like 2020 or 2021, there was like a couple of things that like stood out to me. It's a great story, great character, some of my favorite characters in anime. It's just like the animation of the fights could go up a little bit with some modern technology. Just like
CGI,
how
you mean?
Not even really CGI. Like,
no, just better. Just not 1992 animation.
Yeah, like it, like a lot of the fights, like you'll just like see a slash on the screen, or like they'll like phase across the screen like this. You know how it looked back in the day, like the old anime. And it could really just benefit from the Rurouni Kenshin remake treatment. Brush it up, add a little effects, and actually show them clashing and things like that. I think it would be cool. But yeah, it's the OG tournament arc anime. It's one of the greats of all time. But same story, same characters, just a little brush up here and there. And also, Tyler, have you watched this yet? You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Shame.
I watched one episode of the live action just to see if
it was legit. He watched the live action when he decided to fucking watch it. God.
Bro.
There's no way, brother.
I was just bored one night. I was like, this is on, you know, we're just chilling. It was more than me there, you know, because a lot of, you know, my family, they don't really care for anime. So like, maybe they'll like this. Let's turn this on, see if they like it. And, you know, the vibe check wasn't there, of course, but.
Bro said, I got to try. This is my chance.
Do you, if y'all like this, maybe you'll like this version, you know, watch it with me, please.
Here's what I'm gonna say, Tyler. You can put this on in the background because the dub is fantastic.
It is. Okay. It is.
Like, the dub is. I've watched it once subbed, and I've probably watched it like 8 times dubbed. This is a top 5 show for me. That's why it's perfect the way it is. It doesn't need to change.
There you go.
And like, even with like the Kenshin remake, I still think I like the original more.
I can agree with that. I like with the Kenshin, like having the full good episodes. Pacing. Yeah. Yeah.
Good pacing was nice.
But yeah, I really just want to see better fight animation, because the fights are fine. The fights are still fucking great, top tier shit. You could bump it up a little bit. I mean, same script and everything. I'd be fine.
Yeah. And the good thing is you just talked about Rurouni Kenshin, but like a lot of other like older shows, or like it's becoming more popular, I guess, to do these remakes on these older shows. You see like One Piece is getting its remake. Rurouni Kenshin is getting its remake.
What else? Spice and Wolf's getting a remake. Like,
it's so the wave.
We got all these, you know, shows coming in and getting a remake, and even like continuations are starting to become a thing here lately. Like shows that hasn't been heard of in a while, like Bakemonogatari or the Monogatari series. Like, they've been dead for a while, and they're getting like a little reboot, like continuation type thing. Like, it's starting to get good like that. So that's the thing. Like, we may get actually lucky on some of these shows that we're talking about. We may actually get what we want one of these days soon. So
yeah, I think Yu Yu Hakusho, it's gonna happen eventually.
Yeah, live action. So
Netflix is gonna do it. I think they have the right to the IP at this point. So
They have that in their back pocket. Then
yeah, they're good to go. Except it's Netflix, so they're going to drop 2 seasons. It's going to be halfway through the Dark Tournament. They're going to be like, nope, we're done. We too much money.
I'm going to cry my way into my bed.
Toguro's finally going to pull his jacket off and just show how ripped he is, and it's just going to end.
The crazy thing is, you got all these shows like Butchigiri, the two that's coming next season, Windbreaker, Viral Hit. Like, they're all kind of like delinquent shit. So instead of making like all these other delinquent shit, why not just make Yu Yu Hakusho again, right?
Yeah, no, I can agree with that. Like, get rid of the mid delinquent animes and just give us gas. I would prefer that.
Yes, 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 yes.
But I don't know. Something about, you know, the pretty animation with the stupid main characters makes people go crazy. Not me, I guess. I don't know. But.
You sure about that?
Just coming from the king of the pretty lights.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Tyler.
But yeah,
I guess we're on to me, right?
Yes,
I think so.
Okay, so my next one, I'm doing a little Inception here, because I'm picking, I need a continuation of a remake.
Both.
We're hitting all the prerequisites here, you know, and that show is, of course, Hunter x Hunter. And I don't think we need a synopsis for this. If you guys do, Going Free's young boy becomes a hunter, hunter exam, bang, bang, boom, goes to video game world. Awesome show. Fucking top 10 shit for me. No problem. Easy gas.
So this is an isekai?
Get this man off this show.
One arc, I guess. Get him out of
here. He said go into a video game world.
Part of it was an isekai.
Greed Island is an isekai. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, okay. It is.
But it's better than 99% of the isekais I've watched.
Damn.
He's but like,
come on, guys. I'm just really hope Hunter x Hunter can continue the manga and eventually be animated. We've talked about a bunch. Takashi, the author of also Yu Yu Hakusho, this man spits heat.
Yes.
He is a freaking, his pen is just on fire the whole fucking time he's going. He's having some health issues, so fingers crossed they can keep the story going, or he can find a successor to relay the plan to. And hopefully not botch it. One or the other.
Give him the storyboards.
I mean, that's what they're doing in Dragon Ball Super. So Toyotaro took that shit over a while ago, but not the point.
True.
Wasn't there a thing though where he actually showed how it ended, or he showed proof that how it ended or something like that? Right?
Yeah, and it made absolutely no sense.
Oh.
It was like about another, I don't remember the exact details, but it was like, yeah, there's a kid on an island who's catching a fish, and I'm like, that's how it started.
Exactly.
But I don't have high hopes that this year will ever get the finish of Hunter x Hunter, but I really hope we do. I need some more Gon and Killua in my life, big time.
The streets needs it.
The whole world needs it.
We actually got like a little bit of hope here and there where he actually started coming back for a few months, and then he went back on hiatus, I think. If I remember correctly.
Been real, real choppy seas.
Yeah. So who knows? I mean, I think there's enough content there to like continue to anime, though, for a minute, right? Probably.
Like one arc, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's more than nothing, though.
We would take it.
I think I would just be more disappointed at the end of it, though.
You watch that shit.
I would, but then it'd be gas, and then I'd get really pissed off again.
But you know more than you did know, right?
Well, I can just go read it if I'm really feeling that saucy, you know?
But this is animated. It's better.
Not always.
Yeah, I didn't know this was manga degens, but okay.
Hey.
Yeah, bad spit the bags over here.
Hey, we're all encompassing, okay? We couldn't do weeb degens. That sounded really dumb.
I don't even think that was one of them, honestly.
It wasn't on the list.
But that's
all I got for Hunter x Hunter. 9.04 on MAL Studio Madhouse. Go check it out if you haven't watched it yet. It is top tier shit.
It is big stepper.
Oh yeah, especially if you like tournament shit. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of tourney arcs in that too, I believe.
Shocker.
Kinda. So
the man knows what he does right. That's tournaments.
Well, I guess it's me next, possibly.
You are correct, sir.
So I know many are going to be surprised about this next one for me. One that I would actually like to be remade is I'm going to throw all my marbles on this one, is Boruto. And you can't tell me no, because this shit is ass.
Wait, here's the real question. If they remake Boruto, do I lose the dinosaurs?
I hope so.
Sasuke in Jurassic World, dude? What are you talking about? That's heat.
Look, God all bless. I know is Boruto anime has been a shit show from the beginning.
It's just garbage. It's just absolute garbage.
Like Naruto, like I'm a huge fan of Naruto. I'm even bigger fan of Shippuden. It's probably one of my, it's probably my most watched anime, probably. Shippuden, at least Shippuden is. I've watched it no telling how many times, just getting other people to watch it. I've promised to watch it with them and stuff back when I first watched, started anime again. But like literally this, going from Shippuden, the end of Shippuden into Boruto was the worst thing ever in my life. I'm pretty sure. Like I was on a high from Shippuden, the end of Shippuden, seeing Madara and, you know, the peak of Naruto and Sasuke and all that. And then you just go straight into Boruto and you're like, they're portraying him to be a shitty dad. And you got Boruto over here being a little bitch. And I mean, okay. it's the first 20 episodes of filler. I mean, or anime canon, or is what they call it nowadays. Which is
we're calling that filler. That's total filler. Yeah. Rock.
I watched from. Like 100 episodes of this shit when it was first coming out.
I did too. I watched 160 episodes.
Oh and my god, boys!
I got boys. To the arc where they went back to the Sand Village, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" Like, I haven't seen anything with any real substance this entire time.
Yeah,
I didn't even make it to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I mean they messed this one up horribly. I don't, if you disagree with that, I don't know what to tell you. You're wrong, I guess. Because this is like some of the worst shit I've ever seen. Even though I watched 160 episodes because I'm a Naruto fan, this is the worst shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, I never even tried it. I heard it was bullshit and I was like, that's enough for me.
So I have an idea.
The manga.
I heard the manga is good. I have an idea here though. I'm hijacking your parade here a little bit. And instead of a remake of Boruto, how about a continuation of Shippuden that takes place between the end of the war and Naruto knocking Hinata up?
I mean, I would be down for that.
Like, I want straight Naruto, Sasuke, Anbu, Black Ops. Some really Jonin gritty, type shit. Really dark. I'm getting like chills up my spine just thinking about it, boys.
Well, I mean, we don't
imagine
know what
just being a regular ass Jonin and seeing fucking Naruto and Sasuke.
You got a fucking giant like samurai ghost thingy and a nine-tails fox coming at you, and you're like, nah, it's a rat, bro. I'm out.
And you can't even run away if they don't want you to. Like, that would be so bad.
Just Sasuke sitting there fucking warping them back and just laughing.
Yeah, I mean that would be awesome too. Like,
that'd be demon time.
We literally don't know what happened after like after Shippuden ended and like Boruto started. You know, there's like a huge time skip there or whatever, and which is, I guess, is fine. You know, but you know, I'm down for like a slice of life type shit. That feels like that's what that would be, like the journey from here to there, and then. And then after that little chapter arc gets over, then just restart Boruto and actually do it right. Actually go by the manga and quit adding shit in there from anime canon bullshit. So
he took everything we just said that was awesome and ruined it by saying slice of life.
I mean, that's what it's going to be, because after Naruto, like
slice of life,
because it was kinda... peace time. It was peace time. Yeah, like, I don't know. There wasn't any big battles on paper, but we'll make some up.
I'm sure ninjas were still going on missions, though. That's the whole economy type deal, isn't it?
Yeah, saving cats and shit out of trees again.
Yeah, I say they would still have missions and shit, like low diff, like criminals and shit. But it ain't like that period of time was like peaceful until the Otsuki started coming down again or whatever. So Boruto, because he revolutionized the world, and like it's so if you've never seen Boruto, like Boruto world is way more high tech. You got like,
yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
20 Naruto clones running around at all times. Like, he doesn't stop. He's working all the time to create this better world. So
Yeah, he could rebuild the Rain Village, so that'd be super cool of him.
Hey, okay. Even got CNN and shit, bro. He's on live TV. doing interviews and shit.
Whack.
All right. So next better idea than Boruto is the Infinite Tsukuyomi worked.
Yeah.
And then they wake up. Off. Oh, no. Like DBZ, like GT the shit out of Boruto. That should never happen. Just get rid of it. It's not canon. It's that was all a dream.
The two blue vortexes is actually them waking back up or something.
That would be so sick. His moderators would be alive fucking shit up and it'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be fun. literally anything besides what they actually did would be okay, probably.
Literally anything else.
Like, let's look at this. 6.03 on MAL for the anime, ranked 9,191. With almost 900,000 people, but its popularity is still 200.
I mean, so Boruto does rhyme with Naruto, so
yeah. A lot of people went into it because Naruto was just so good to them, and they're just like, this shit's ass. So, but it's
excellent
crazy.
Choice, by the way. Excellent fucking choice.
I went off a little tangent there or two. I apologize, boys.
Yeah, I mean it's worth it though. Like we gotta set the story straight. Because like I said, the Boruto manga is actually pretty decent. But like I'm looking on MAL right now and
oh god, like, the comments.
Well, so like on the Boruto Next Generations, whatever. It's got like the episode videos. It's got like a thumbnail of like the recent episodes. In episode 282 and 283, you got like Naruto. It looks like Naruto with Sokka's hairstyle from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know what the hell is going on in Boruto 283, but I'm not vibing with that. I'm not vibing with my man looking like that.
Yeah, so. I never watched Boruto because I saw some of the characters and the lack of drip was unimaginable.
Oh, dude, the lack of drip, the lack of effort with animating it, it's bad.
Very sad. Yeah, it just don't make sense, though, either. Like
ninjas running through the woods and it's just them bouncing up and down like this. And that's all they show.
You got the famous, like, Boruto crying scene, you know?
I know what I'm talking about.
But I mean, it's just like the first few episodes, you got Orochimaru just living a peaceful life in a village. Like last time I seen, he was like a freaking villain, bro. Why is he? What the hell is he doing in the village again?
Bygones be bygones, right?
I don't know, man. Maybe Naruto was secretly okay with Orochimaru taking out the third.
Oh me.
I mean the kid did live alone off ramen because the man was like, I'll take care of your son. Here's a bowl of soup, bitch. Get out of my face.
And a check once a month. Don't blow it, kid.
Here's a swing, bro. Go jump on it.
I can just hear the sad music right now.
Oh, boys.
Okay. All right. We can have
an entire episode tearing apart Boruto. Put it on right. The top,
so I'll go ahead and go.
Read the manga, please, over watching the bullshit anime.
All right, so my choice for it's hard to follow this up. My choice for a remake was Trigun, like the OG Trigun. I know we got like a prequel in Trigun Stampede, but the OG has an 8.22. On MAL. It was originally made by Madhouse, and then Stampede ended up with a MAL score of 7.84 by Studio Orange. Originally premiered in 1998, and of course we got the remake last January. So to give you guys who haven't seen the OG Trigun, this quick synopsis, Vash the Stampede is a man with the $60 billion dollar bounty on his head. The reason? He's a merciless villain who lays waste to all those who oppose him and flattens entire cities for fun, garnering him the name the Humanoid Typhoon.
That goes fucking hard.
It's sick as fuck. he leaves a trail of destruction and death wherever he goes, and anyone who can count themselves dead if they make eye contact with him. Or so the rumors say, because in actuality, Bash is a huge softy who claims to have never taken a life and avoids violence at all costs. So this is actually the first look we did on our podcast, so I wanted to go back to it. And like I said, 2023, first thing we did, and really none of us recommended anybody watch it. We did not like the animation. It was 100% CGI, which I don't think any of us are 100% against CGI. It just didn't seem like it was done very well. Some inconsistent frames, a little bit of jittering, and it just looked weird overall. But I would like a remake that more like closely resembles the original manga and the timeline that was covered instead of a prequel. Because the general consistency online was like that the manga had a better ending than the OG Trigun, because Trigun the anime was finished and made before the manga was. So the mangaka actually had time to finish it, write his own ending that he wanted to write. And that's what I would like to see animated. You know what I'm saying?
You want to give it the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood treatment is what you're saying.
Yes.
There you go.
So I think that would be pretty awesome. Yeah. Just show me what you got. And I also saw that like the OG anime wasn't really faithful to the manga, of course, because it was coming out simultaneously and finished before it. So less CGI, original timeline, and a better ending potentially. That should make everybody happy, I think. Because I really like the original Trigun. I hadn't watched it when we checked out Stampede last year, but I've been watching it the last couple of months, and it's good. And Vash is actually a lot more goofy, which I enjoy.
Yeah, so I was going to say, one thing I heard about this is I've heard that Stampede actually got really good, so I think we just didn't get far enough into it.
Yeah, I think I got like 4 or 5 episodes in, and I was like, I couldn't like just watch it. Like, the animation seems a little off. But yeah, people are saying they like it. I saw like a mixed bag of comments, but a lot of people really like it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say as well. Is like, I was wondering if y'all had like finished it or like tried to watch more or what. Because I'd actually heard the same thing as Dan. Like, it actually got pretty decent. So I'm wondering like if the animation got better. And like, I know we was having some complaints about like the sound not being like equal level or whatever, or like overbearing,
right,
and
just, yeah,
or whatever. I'm wondering like if all that kind of got fleshed out after like the first 3 episodes or whatever. So,
and I'll probably give it another shot at some point, just because people are saying it's good and I like the characters and they're cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's on my list to actually watch now that it's all out and I can just binge it.
Yes,
but like watching something weekly where you're seeing stutters is just tough.
Yeah, if you can just like rip through it, you know, while you're sitting there doing nothing. So it's a little different than coming back to it weekly and being like, this is not what I wanted to be.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't think we had issues with the actual story and plot line or whatever. We just had issues with how it looked and sounded at the time, I believe. So,
well, yeah, if like I remember correctly, we didn't really get into the plot too far.
Yeah,
because we watched the first 3 episodes. Like, we didn't really get into the plot. We didn't really get into the nitty gritty of the details. So
I thought Knives was fucking cool, though.
I don't remember who that is. So
he was like, he's like the main villain. He was sick as fuck. That was really, okay, really cool. But other than him, I was like, yeah, not feeling this too much.
I heard there was like a top battle or something like that. In Trigun Stampede 2. So,
huh?
Might have to go try to fuck with it again.
Probably gonna have to go fuck with it again. I'm looking for a new show to watch. I just finished Konosuba.
Y'all have to let me know. Y'all have to let me know how it is. So,
including the movie. The movie is top tier, Tyler. Make sure you watch the movie.
Yeah, I'm almost done with the first season, I think. So
there's a succubus demon general, and let me tell you, she is feisty.
Oh, okay. We love succubus. If we know any like Overlord, you know?
Not this one.
We don't love this one?
No, you'll find out why.
Oh, okay.
Somebody listening is just laughing, going, yeah.
Well, I mean, do we have anything else? Is that it?
Dan. Yeah. I got a whole damn show to talk about, dude.
Oh, okay.
So my last show is
you forgot you was here this time.
I've been gone for a long time. I get it. You know, I kind of he thought I just wanted a remake of Naruto.
The thing is, the listeners is like, Dan's been here this whole time. We haven't heard him.
They've definitely heard me talking. I've been bullshitting heavy. So for my last show, it's a remake and it's Akame ga Kill. I want the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood treatment given to this anime. Let's actually animate the ending of the manga. This is the same thing with Trigun. They got ahead and they did an ending. The ending was good, but like a fuck ton of people die that are non-canon at that point. And like, I'd like to see the actual ending animated. I looked it up and it sounds sick. Like, there's a whole nother arc we didn't get. And a lot of the deaths and plot lines and stuff like that change heavily. So I'd love to see that. And who doesn't want more Mommy S death?
Yeah. You know, you say Mommy S death and I snapped me out of my little, I don't know,
might have snapped him into something. Yeah.
Because I was literally held up on the fact that you are you telling me that we didn't have to like go through that trauma of all of our favorite people dying?
No, we didn't. Not like this. Not back to back to back to back to back. Everybody dead.
Brutal.
I didn't know that. I thought that was like canon shit, bro.
No. Literally, like, there's like a team of what, like 7 people? 9 people? I don't know. 7-9 people. And literally, like, 6 of them get offed in 3 episodes.
And it's not even like soft devs. It's like brutal as hell.
They went, well, we got to end this up quick. We don't have enough material for a season 3. Let's go to fucking town.
Wrap it up, boys. Cast.
Yeah. I mean, this was actually like one of my first, like probably 10 anime coming back after I watched Naruto. And this is, like, this one holds a like very special place in my heart. It's just like so dark. It's just so dark for those reasons. It's
dangerously dark.
I mean, and even without even if the devs didn't happen or whatever, it's still a dark show. Like if you like action and blood and darkness, like this shit is like right up y'all's alley.
And a saucy gay guy in a suit of armor. Big fan.
Yeah. And plus freaking SDF, one of the most I talk about it every time when we're talking about waifus. Like, it's Mommy SDF, please step on me, you know, type deal. So,
yes, this is the anime that let me know I have a type.
Oh, okay.
Type in SDF, and you know what you know. What I typed it about. In.
Yeah, y'all said Mommy SDF. I was like, well, I got to see what's going on here. Hold on,
bro. She's like Hibana from Fire Force, but scary.
Oh, she could not, like, if she was in Chain Soldier, I would watch it 100%. I'd be down for that. So,
but yeah, man, I just want to actually see the ending. I haven't read it. I like did some snooping on the internet, jumped on a Reddit, said what are the differences, and like looked at it. I was like, damn, this actually sounds really good. But more as death, please. More as death, please.
That's really what he's here for. Don't let him fool you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, the way 100%. The ending of that anime was going, that's the only character you had left almost was as death.
Yeah, the fucking main character dies. Like, you follow this kid Tatsumi from like episode 1 to 23, and then he dies, and then it's over.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's so good though. Like, if you haven't watched it, please watch it, because this is like one of the this is a must watch anime from when was this
2014.
10 years ago. A must watch anime from 10 years ago. It still looks good and it still will make you probably have nightmares about it's like Game of Thrones type shit, so
I don't have nightmares. I have dreams, very pleasant dreams of a certain lady.
Sir.
Well, awesome, guys. Hope you enjoyed some continuations and remakes that we, the D-Gens, would absolutely love to see. Next week on the D-Gen episode, we're going to be doing a little rundown announcement. And I think we still have one show up for grabs. So we're going to talk about some possibilities, throw some polls out there on the socials, in the Discord, and let you guys decide. Please don't make me watch another
edition called Love.
Please don't make me watch that. Please don't make me and Bass watch that. But we'll go through what we've picked. Obviously, One Piece is hanging around because One Piece don't go nowhere. Tell your friends about the podcast. Give us a rating on whatever platform you're on. And hit us up in the Discord, linktree.com/animedegens. Let us know what anime you would like to have a remake of or a continuation of. Peace.
Later. Bye. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.